Now, this second of my three light poems, this is what can happen to people who leave life's highways and go into the arts. And this is a new poem, but when the incident actually happened, on which the poem is based, I had less gray in my hair than I have now. You will see why I mention this. This is called The Vision Test. And you can guess how many of us failed the vision test in this poem. My driver's license is lapsing, and so I appear in a room full of waiting others and get in line. I must master a lighted box of far or near, a highway language of shape, squiggle, and sign. As the quarter hours pass, I watch the lady in charge of the test and think how patient, how slow, how nice she is. A kindly priestess indeed, her large round face, her vanilla pudding, baked apple and spice face in continual smiles as she calls each dear and honey and tells first-timers what to see. She enjoys her job. How pleasant to be in her care rather than brute little bureaucrat or sales lady. I imagine her life as a tender placing of hands on her children's hands as they come to grips with the rocks and scissors of the world. The girl before me stands in a glow of good feeling. I take my place at the box. And how are you this lovely morning, dear? A few little questions first. Your name, your age, your profession. Poet. What? She didn't hear. Poet, I say loudly. The blank pink page of her face is lifted to me. What? She says. Poet. I yell, P-O-E-T. A moment's silence. Poet, she says. Yes. Her pencil still. She turns away from me to the waiting crowd, tips back her head like a hen drinking clotted milk, and her ha-ha-he-he-he of hysterical laughter rings through the room. Again, oh, ha, 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 hee, hee, hee. People stop chatting. A few titter. It's clear I've told some marvelous joke they didn't quite catch. She resettles her glasses, pulls herself together, pats her waves. The others listen and watch. And what are we going to call the color of your hair? She asks me, well... Perhaps it's turned white on the instant, or green is the color poets declare, or perhaps I've merely made her distrust her sight. Up to now, it's always been brown. Her pencil trembles. Then, with an almost comically obvious show of reluctance, she lets me look in her box of symbols. For normal people who know where they want to go.